Every year, the Hope Coalition of Boulder County hosts an annual Gatekeepers event for our whole community, and it's on some subject matter that relates to our emotional health, especially around depression awareness. And this year, we are doing the Bouncing Back event, which is caring for emotional health when our physical ability changes. And this is really geared towards anyone who's out there being active. And so that could be from a young child who had experiences something that's keeping them from their sport, to someone who is elderly, who as they are aging, they're seeing that they're not able to do what they have been able to do in before, and how that affects them emotionally. And for this event this year, we're going to be having a keynote speaker, Adrienne Belinsky, and she is a former Miss Kansas and also a motivational speaker. And then we're also having Sherry Ballantyne, who is from CU's Center for Sports Medicine, and Robin Saltonstall, who will be addressing the aging, and Travis Marin, who is a coach and teacher from BVSD, who's going to be focusing on the youth portion.
We're delighted to have Adrienne joining us now in the studio. And Adrienne, what is that mind-body connection? What is the emotional component when we lose physical ability, whether it's because of an aging thing or injury or illness?
You know, I don't think it matters how old you are, whether you're a teen or you're in retirement. Any time that you lose your physical capability, even the ability to be a weekend warrior, it can be a setback. It can be very emotional. I think so often we see someone, and if the scars have healed, we think that they're fine and they should, as my family would have referred to it, rub some dirt on it and move on. But the reality is, when you have to sit on the sidelines and watch everybody else have a great time, there is something emotional that takes place inside. And the more that you don't talk about it, and the more that you cover it up, the darker that space gets and the harder it is to continue to overcome.
Well, when you had your own mobility issues, the doctors who were treating that, did anybody ever ask you, how are you doing emotionally? How are you doing psychologically? Or was that something you had to seek out and access services yourself?
What was very interesting is they asked me emotionally how I was while I was physically not doing well. So physically, when I really didn't know emotionally what was going on, it becomes kind of a complicated situation. I would say, you know, at the time of my injury, through the 6 month period when I wasn't walking, I was in and out of surgeries, I was at doctor's offices pretty much every day of the week, people were constantly asking me, do we need to address some emotional depression, some issues going on? And I didn't think I had anything wrong, and so I didn't need help at that point in time. The struggle came when I hit about 6 to 8 months and I started physically healing, and everybody went back to their own lives, and my doctor saw that I was healing and that everything was okay, and they were pulling away. That's when the emotional scarring began to set in and I realized what was going on. And by that point in time, people think that you're fine. They think you should be moving on. They think that your attitude should reflect your physical well-being. And the reality is, I hadn't dealt myself with the emotional scarring. And so it took me a lot of floundering around to find what the right prescription, so to speak. And it was through medication, as well as counseling and trying new things, finding new dreams. There was a long process in that. It does not happen overnight. And I think that's one thing that can be very emotionally trying as well. Everyone thinks, well, she's physically fine, she should be moving forward. But sometimes the emotional healing actually takes longer than the physical healing.
Well, Paula Nelson, this event, Bouncing Back, is being presented by the Hope Coalition. That's a group that supports depression awareness and suicide prevention in Boulder County. How prevalent or how big an issue is this, given how active we are in this particular region? How much are we seeing this, where people are getting genuinely depressed and having emotional issues due to physical impairment?
We're actually seeing this quite a bit in our community because of the fact that you said we are such an active community. And one of the big points that I would like to bring out is we're really active, and we also identify with our activity so much that it's hard for us to separate that. So if you're a person who likes to run or mountain bike, but yet you identify and say, I'm a runner, I am a mountain biker, rather than I run and I bike, and that's what your identity has gotten all wrapped up in, that's when it becomes really hard for people then to, if they experience something that keeps them from doing that activity, because that has been their world. And so it's about looking at that balance in your life, that there are other things in your life, and to not become so wrapped up in one piece of your life that's your whole identity. And so we do see this a lot with athletes. Dr. Ballantyne mentioned this to us last year, that she sees a lot of from young people to Olympians coming into her office who have so identified that it's been emotionally hard for them to move on. And so that's why it's like it's not about giving up what you've done, or to say that that's like a bad thing to be involved in. It's just like, look at what are some other components that you can bring into your life to help keep that balance.